Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So you hit the TB, the
yeah,
talk
my
back.
My favorite is when you
the
hit
the tuberculosis
it,
button.
And to talk back, to pull the screen back for a moment, to talk back, you got to hold the button.
Okay, no one can hear you.
You got to hold the button. So if you...
Okay, see, no one can hear you again.
So, but that goes to Jordan. But to do the on-off is just a click. So I just went...
Is this your first time?
First time doing radio? First time.
If you go the opposite way, you can really screw yourself because you think you're off the air, you drop an F-bomb, and then it's like, dude, everybody heard that.
Good you know what's weird? The mute button's the same. You got to hold the mute button.
I don't know if I've ever used I mean, if I press the mute button. Oh, yep, there
yeah,
you go.
There you
and
go.
I disappear. Yeah, there you go. You know what? Shut the up.
That's it.
That didn't really work as well as I would have liked.
Well,
I just muted myself.
If you scream, you know how sometimes the boys in the morning...
Should I say the F word and try it?
You know, sometimes the boys in the morning, it's mostly Brandon, loves to like yell. He'll kind of like pull back from the microphone and yell really loud. Like if you did that and held the mute button, it would just get caught on your mic.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. So I shouldn't say the F word.
You should not hold the mute and yell the F word.
I'm going to do it.
Because it would be up in my grizzle.
Yeah. Yeah. But nobody's listening, so therefore no FCC violation.
Dude,
and
it's my,
we're good to
it's
go.
It's my absolute favorite thing. I think my favorite thing about doing this show is that nobody's listening. Nobody cares. It's absolutely fantastic. Now that Baton Rouge is gone... Literally nobody is listening to this show. My own mama hasn't listened to this show for like a decade.
You know what cracks me up is I know of a couple people in my personal life that listen to Sunday, and I think my dad's one of them. And I was like, you know, I do the baseball show with Patrick. Right? He's like, oh, you do that? You're still? I'm like, yeah, bud. It's Tuesday nights, 7 to 9. He's like, oh, I'll have to tune in when I'm at home. Doesn't tune in.
My favorite part is my best friend. He's like, hey, you still, he's my absolute best friend in the entire world. Hey, you still doing that podcast? I'm like, the beer one? Like, Mike and I, like, we stopped doing the beer one years ago. He's like, no, the baseball podcast. I was like, you mean the live radio? Oh, you guys are live? Radio? Like, AM?
Listen, I love all of our clients, all of our advertisers, but some of our perspective...
I love the sales guy, Joe.
Some of our prospective advertisers sometimes, the way that they talk about podcasts is almost of like, hey, just eliminate the word podcast and put radio. And
that's it.
They're like,
seriously.
You know, if there was some way that there was like a podcast that was like live... And like they recorded like the same time every day.
Can you imagine if there was like yet? Can you imagine if there was like a movie?
Only if there was something like that.
If there was a movie, but instead of like a 2-hour movie, we had like 8 1-hour episodes. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and there's just not a podcast that records every day. That's the tough thing. And you know, it's like if I just knew that there was gonna be a new episode like every weekday at the same time. And sometimes I could just listen to it like live when they're doing it. Like that would just be great.
I remember when Voldemort and I were doing the Beers on Us podcast. We did a live. We did a couple live, quote unquote, live recordings. So we would go on site.
Oh, yeah, like some, a bar. Or
yeah, we had some listeners that showed up and we had some live interviews and did things like in the moment for something.
It was here
like
we are at the Dolphin 2 tonight.
Yeah, it was like a fresh it was like a fresh hop release or our anniversary beer release, things like that. And we would do it live on site.
Here we are at Trader Joe's trying the Trader Jose Mexican Lager.
Let's go.
One of the top three most listened to episodes of all time. And somebody would be like, man, this is awesome. What if you guys like did this like live on the radio? And Mike would always look at somebody and be like, well, you mean our baseball show on 10 of the Fan every Wednesday from 7 to 9?
Wait, what's that?
Okay.
What's a radio?
I'll do you guys one better. My dad, diehard baseball fan, right? And I've worked in radio here for a while in the market, and he's always like, God, why isn't there anyone doing more baseball talk? Like, I was over on another station that didn't do any baseball talk, and I always told him, hey, Dad, there's this one show on 1080 that does baseball, was every Wednesday, now Tuesday nights, and now I'm on it. And he still bitches to me that there isn't enough baseball talk happening. And I'm like, Dad, there is literally a show that I am on for 2 hours every Tuesday that you could tune in. And it's like, I don't know if it's like he's getting old or just...
Get hot and bothered by that, because the text line is also hot and bothered by that. I'm listening. You guys are great. I don't care what everyone else says.
Why, thank
Next
you.
Text. No one listens because it's a baseball show that doesn't talk baseball.
Whoa.
I would actually disagree with that.
That was high and tight.
I actually think we do talk baseball.
A lot of it.
That was up near my chin right there. Had me back off home plate. What the hell is that?
But I mean, what do you want? You want 2 hours of...
You know what's wild? It is insane.
Like, we can do that.
It is insane the level of quality of a product playoff basketball is to regular season
it's
basketball.
It's insane,
it
dude.
Is absolutely wild. Like, it happens every year. I'm just like, God, this is just amazing.
I was watching, last night I was watching baseball. I crawled into bed, and it was Miami-LA. Playing baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, I got you. Sorry.
And
forgot what you said literally 10 seconds before.
It was 5-5, and there was a runner on second, and Tommy Edman came up to the plate, and he hit a single into right, and it scored the run, and the game was over. Okay.
Which sucks because a dude from Miami hit a grand slam to
tie the game. I know,
I was like,
brutal.
Holy hell.
Absolutely brutal. And I'm sitting there, and while Tommy Edman's at the plate, the fans are like, let's do this. Let's go. Like, they were in it. They were so there. And then if it's like, I'm down 2 with 5 seconds left in a basketball game, and it's November, the crowd does not care.
Well.
I mean, they're kind of like, hey, shoot the shot. But
they care, but it's 65% full care.
Yeah, and they're just like, yeah, we'll see this later.
And you'll see it in the players' emotions, too.
I left in the third quarter. I'll watch the highlights on TV.
I think basketball, like, obviously the situation, like, you know, the level of, like, oh, my effing God, I can't believe we won it. You know, if it's a playoff game, championship game, it matters then. But, yeah, I mean, like, if it's a crazy game winner, even in November, like, I don't know, half court shot that somehow goes in and dude had to just throw it up there and it just swishes. I think you're going to get a pretty crazy reaction out of the team. Like they just won the championship.
But it's like a, yeah,
I don't know. I don't know.
To where if Gary Trent hit that shot tonight.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it's
the place,
in Milwaukee, the place goes bonkers.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm trying to like think of like
there's no difference. There's no different reaction than in the NBA from a regular season to the NBA, yeah, to the playoffs. And it's not even about fan reaction. The fan reaction is because nobody's playing as hard.
Yeah, and I was trying to think of some like crazy game winners.
Tommy Edman last night was trying to get that hit.
Like Devontae Graham for the Pelicans a few years back hit the longest game winner ever. It was like a three-quarter full shot. It was against Oklahoma City. And their level of reactions for both teams were like, holy hell. But it wasn't like I'm crushed and we just lost the game in the playoffs and now we're down 3-2 right, or 3-1. It was just one of those like, oh my God, why don't you look at that? All right, see ya. Talk to you guys in a month in Oklahoma City. But yeah, I hear you.
In November, I'm not going after Halliburton's dad. Let's just put it that way.
Dude. Good God.
Now, granted, Hallie's dad was giving it to Giannis a little bit.
Before. Sure, but can we not block people out? You know what I mean? Can we not block? This isn't what's the kid in Boston? Jared Duran? Right?
The baseball player.
Yeah, this isn't like somebody's like, hey, you should have killed yourself after somebody admits they've been struggling with suicide. This isn't that. This is just like, hey, man, you suck. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going after that guy.
Dude, imagine Giannis having his hand around the back of your neck and like
also maybe
head to head with
maybe
you.
Being like, up 30 in the first half shouldn't lose a game.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe that's your problem.
But also you kind of deserve it then. You kind of deserve to get some S thrown your way for that one. I mean, for absolutely choking it.
Oakley Doakley, is this a baseball show?
What's happening?
I think this is a baseball show.
I think that text was right.
We do got a lot of baseball to get into today. Have you ever had a 30-day review at your job? We'll get to that at the top of the second hour. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul as well in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, I'd like to look into some surprises that are going on, some teams that are playing well, some teams that are playing bad. That might not surprise you, but is this sustainable for the league? But this is going to be real tricky. When we come back, I'd like to get into something that I don't like to talk politics on this show.
Oh boy.
I don't like to talk off the field stuff on this show.
This is Patrick Harris speaking.
But there is something that is brewing that I do think needs to be discussed, and we'll get to that next. This is the Hot Corner Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Three runs showed up on there. How about that?
First place Seattle Mariners, I might add.
I think I saw
freaking awesome.
Fourth best offense in baseball right now.
At least top five in most categories, except batting average, of course.
Oh,
two
of course.
Players that have won back-to-back AL Player of the Week. Dylan Moore, who's now on the IL,
who would have thought Dylan Moore to the IL was more important than Logan Gilbert to the IL?
All right, I'm pretty sure it's a baseball show, not a Mariners show. This is the city of Portland, not Seattle.
All right, that's it. We're going back.
We are our own. Yeah.
Gary Payton's the best point guard I ever saw in my life.
You ready for some Con Knipple, bitch?
Damian Lillard's career is not over.
He's coming to the Blazers.
Yeah, he's gonna have one more great year. It's there. It's gonna happen.
Giannis to Oklahoma City.
No, Giannis to LA or Golden State.
I can't wait till Portland does get their own baseball team, so we don't have to talk about the Mariners.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. You shut your mouth. We still talk about your Orioles, and we're across the freaking
not nearly as much as my the Mariners. Okay.
Oh, we're gonna get into Jozo's. Don't you worry. We're not letting him off the hook.
Not sure we need to do that.
Now I was gonna do that anyway, and then we saw today, and it was like, ooh.
Not sure we need to do that. You know, we can table that for another time.
Like I said, coming up in the second hour, we'll dive into a 30-day job. After you've gotten a job, 30-day, you get a review. So we'll talk about that. Plus, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom of the hour.
Do that here for me.
But I want to start here, and this is kind of a tricky situation. The President of the United States of America has reached out to Commissioner Rob Manfred in relation to
solving the people's problems.
The Pete Rose situation, may he rest in peace, the hit king himself. No, not Ichiro. This is not a Mariner segment.
I love Tesla.
And has attempted to persuade Rob Manfred to lift the lifetime ban of Pete Rose. Now, it has come out that Rob Manfred is now considering lifting that ban. And now what's interesting to me, and this is kind of what I want to get into, there's twofold on this. Baseball has always been very hard and steady about this. Like, nope. And Manfred himself has also nope. But without getting into a ton of politics, the president has essentially told Manfred, if you do this, we might help you with a situation coming up in 12 months, a new labor agreement. And so I guess the first question I'll ask to keep it kind of fun and loose is, if the lifetime ban is released on Pete Rose, does the Veterans Committee put him in the Hall of Fame? Asking that question, it like boils my blood to ask that question. But I will ask that question.
Will they put him in the Hall of Fame?
Well, the Veterans Committee, the Jack Morrises of the world, the Johnny Bench of the world, the Reggie Jacksons, the Joe Morgans, etc.
Well, the nice thing is that Pete took care of the one aspect of that was most important of this was the whole lifetime aspect.
That is true.
That box is checked off.
He did check that box.
And he you know, the whole life aspect.
He has paid his dues.
Yeah, death. That is the due that
death
he paid.
Death was the due, yeah. And it came calling, and he swung and got a hit.
I don't know. I find it weird that just like... he's dead, and so all of a sudden it's just like, oh gosh, Pete was so great, and he was a great baseball player. It's like, okay, did we not already think that before, but now because he's dead, we got to give him all these flowers and reckon it, like...
It's the truth.
Like, why not do that when he was alive? Like, it's just very kind of odd to me.
Yeah,
that
a lot of it is the satisfaction of him being alive and seeing it.
Yeah,
it's like he's dead, so like him dying, is that really like a matter of like, you know, guys, I think we screwed this one up. I really feel bad.
No, it's not about like, that. It's just about twisting the shiv for it afterwards. But I hear
that V was doing a lot of work there.
Shiv. Yeah. What is twisting the? I'm not even going to spell it. Even where would I be going with that?
You scared me. Just initially there.
Well, I think it's interesting. I do think the Veterans Committee would put him in.
I think so too, because it's just this weird, like, I don't know. Like,
I mean, I was trying to think about like,
because you don't
legends.
Have to like have Pete sitting there and be like, Pete, we effed up. We're sorry. You know, after all these years, we've come to terms that you should be in here. But now that he's dead, I guess it's easier for them to be like, yeah, put him in.
I was trying to think of living legends that are on the Veterans Committee, and of the three guys that I named, two of them played with Pete Rose. In Johnny Bench and Joe Morgan.
I'm sure they're like,
I said Johnny Bench, and I was like, in my head, racking real quick. I was like, name somebody that's not a Red. And I was like, Reggie Jackson. You got somebody else? I was like, Joe Morgan. It was like, oops, nope, you failed.
I mean, why are
Geronimo? Nope. Tony Perrette? Nope.
Why are we
Lupinel?
Not...
Nope.
Anymore? I kind of want some more, actually.
I think that's all I got from the Big Red Machine. I think Sparky Anderson? No, he's dead. He's been dead for
Barry
a long
Larkin?
Time.
Too late. Way off. Why are we not doing this with, like, maybe Shoeless Joe Jackson, who's been in a lot of circles considered innocent? Or, like, so, like, when all the members of the Pittsburgh drug trials, like, I remember, the face of it for me is Mets first baseman at the time, Keith Hernandez, played for the Pirates as well. Obviously, that's why, you know, Pittsburgh, he was connected to that. But there was a lot of those players that were pretty much kind of kept, even with great stats, out of the Hall just because of their involvement in that. And I wonder, well, after what, Keith Hernandez dies, are we going to put him in? Are people going to start just like, after people pass away, is it worth consideration, or is it only Pete Rose that this is happening?
Yeah, that's the big discussion. I was listening to another radio show today, and the host was kind of mentioning, like, if you let Pete go, you got to let Shoeless go, and then leave it up to them. And let them do that.
I would find it funny after like 100 years to be like, you know what? I think it's the right time.
I think
for Shoeless
it.
Joe Jackson.
I think it's good. I mean, it's honestly, like when Craig Biggio didn't make first ballot, he was like, you know, next year I'll just have to study harder for the test.
Good for him.
I think the biggest thing. So we're all kind of there in the same. I think the biggest thing, and this is where I'm kind of gonna try and tread lightly, is, you know, I watch a lot of English Premier League.
Hey. Big championship win this weekend.
Thank you.
Woo!
Liverpool are champions.
Suck on that, Arsenal.
That was very, very, very big. And Arsenal lost today in the Champions League. But it's aggregate, so we'll see. They got another game. But we see over there a lot of, like, Saudi kind of basically money washing, money laundering, kind of their money through sports endeavors and stuff like that. And we've kind of heard in the NFL, there's a lot of outside of America investments that are interested in buying teams. And so what it kind of led me to believe is the president of the United States of America is starting to kind of chime in on things baseball should do and kind of dangling a little bit of a carrot over the aspect of, if you do what I think you should, maybe I can help you out. So as I always talk about baseball,
I believe that's what they call a quid pro quo.
Yeah. As I always talk about baseball being at
the forefront, you're supposed to do as a president,
baseball being at the forefront of stuff. Like, baseball was the first with unification. Baseball was the first with color integration. Baseball was the first to deal with steroids, you know, pluses and minuses, good things, bad things, etc. Does this open the door for baseball to be the first sport to have to kind of deal with the government starting to dictate how you do things? Because the NFL has kind of staved off the Saudi money. Okay, there's homeboy in Jacksonville, but that's kind of it. The Saudis would love to buy more NFL teams, and they got the money to do it. But the NFL has been very like, I don't know if we want to bring you in. Is baseball going to be the one that lets a world leader dictate what they do?
Boy, I
think what I'm talking about is the president wants to get rid of unions.
Yeah.
And if they get rid of unions in the new collective bargaining agreement, baseball would have all the power.
Yeah, and good luck
with
that.
Which would be a giant reverse.
I think that would
how we've
happen.
Been for 50, 60 years.
I was
going to
say, yeah, I think that you would have, like, the longest lockout of all time if that happened. Like, granted, there wouldn't be an MLBPA, and there wouldn't be, I mean, that is just, that is the most un-American thing to do to America's game.
Which would be about on par for America right now.
And baseball.
And baseball.
Yeah.
Nobody hates Major League Baseball more than Major League Baseball. Yeah. You know I say that.
So, I mean, I'm not entirely shocked by it, but it also kind of cracks me up. Keep politics out of sports. There's a certain crowd of people that like to say that. And then,
I mean, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You know, like there are many baseball players, as my favorite sport, there are many baseball players that I know do not believe in the same humanitarian beliefs that I do. For whatever you want to fill that in. But I like watching them play baseball. So I'm just going to let them play baseball. As long as you're not raping people and murdering people and beating women and kids, I don't care. Just play baseball.
Yeah, I think that would be a very slippery slope, but I feel like this country's been on a slippery slope for the last 25 years now, basically. And, you know, I don't like this. Like, one, I don't like how a president is wasting his time on Major League
a dead
Baseball
man.
Hall of Fame yeah. matters. Like, dude, for real?
I mean, I would as president.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on.
I would argue Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I would.
But again, the whole
100%
like
douche belongs in the Hall of Fame.
But then again, also like he's really gonna like make concessions for Manfred just to because he wants Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Like that's the straw that breaks the camel's back.
I think the biggest question. I think the biggest thing why I bring it up is I just want to bring it up. I don't want to be like I told you so. It's not like that. It's more of just a. This could be on the horizon. And I want us to be aware of it. Yeah. Awareness is 90% of the issue. Most people make choices because they are not fully aware.
Yeah, and I just, you know, looking at the AP article, you know, they're having discussions also between them about his immigration policies and the players that come from other countries.
What does that do to what does that do to Vladimir Guerrero, Jose Ramirez, Fernando Tatis?
Cuban-born players.
Yeah, you know, what does that do to all that? You know, I don't want to be a political show. If I want to be a political show, I'd be on news radio. An Odyssey news radio show, of course.
I mean, has this been on the minds of anybody in baseball, or is this really the president giving?
Oh, I think this whole thing is a la la la. Let's not worry about this until it's a problem. And I'm trying to say, let's be aware of it before it becomes a problem.
I got you.
Because if you're going to tell me I can't watch Shohei Ohtani and Ronald Acuna Jr. because they're immigrants. But, like, Shohei gets a pass, but the second baseman for, you know, the Kansas City Royals doesn't get a pass.
They're striking out way too much.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Well, you know what I mean? Like,
they don't have good base path awareness.
I don't think that's...
awesome if the president was like, look, his OPS is under 700, and if you're not at 800, you're not a good ball player.
I don't think we have to worry about that.
You bat 286? Decent hitter.
What I was wondering is who brought the Pete Rose thing up first?
It is a decent hitter nowadays. It's a really good hitter.
Borderline Hall of Famer these days. All right, let's get out of that. Let's get out of that. When we come back,
he swings at any ball that comes near him.
I think you should outlaw the curveball. The slider has been detrimental to baseball.
My God. The sweeper, it's too
new.
I mean,
Ty Cobb, that was a real American. He really knew how to hit a baseball.
Tyler Glass now involved the slutter, and let me tell you, I love slut.
The baseball would come in, he'd go swinging, it'd go boom, and out of the park.
When we come back, is this sustainable? Is what you're doing right now sustainable? Because it can't be from an attendance standpoint, and good God, on TV, it's not sustainable. But will that continue? But first, we throw it to Schultzy with sports.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, his last line, you know, he goes off.
Make baseball great again.
He says at the end, baseball, which is dying all over the place, should get off its fat, lazy ass.
Time out.
And elect Pete Rose, though far too late, into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Time out. Baseball, last 2 years, record ratings.
Dying.
The
president told me it's dying all over the place.
Well, that's fake news. Baseball in the last 2 years has
you're saying fake news to the guy who created fake news?
All I know is national people that don't follow baseball are like, baseball's in a great spot.
We're sending you to El Salvador, Patrick Harris.
I hear they play baseball in El Salvador.
You're an American, and you
can they
don't
turn
agree.
A double play? 6-4-3. ¿Cómo se dice 6-4-3 in español?
Seis cuatro tres. I don't know. You gotta
seis cuatro tres.
Got a hard awesome. Time making the prison roster there, unfortunately.
If I go to El Salvador, I'm gonna look at a guy and go. Seis, cuatro, tres.
Like, oh, sí, el baseball.
Goal! All right, now we're being insensitive.
Get off its fat, lazy ass and elect B. Rose.
It's fat, lazy ass.
He actually, that's
what he, that's what he truthed.
Our sitting president.
That's what he truthed, bro. Not tweeted, he truthed
he
it.
He truthed it.
I wish I could, I can't even swear in front of my kids.
You can't?
How could I swear in front of the American public? Well, I can. I just choose not
is
to.
Is ass a swear word?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. My household, I got 8, 10, 12.
Oh, yeah. Then crap is a swear word.
Have you ever seen Johnny Dangerously with Michael Keaton?
No, but I love Michael Keaton.
There's a good character in there where basically it's like a quasi like gangster movie parody.
Okay.
And instead of saying curse words, he has like replacement words for everything. So he says, call someone an ice hole.
Ooh, an
instead
ice.
Instead of the F
word. Dude, that's radio.
Instead
right
of the
there.
F word, he says Fargan. And so, like,
Battlestar Galactica says frack.
So he'll just like be going off and say all these like substitute
ice
words.
Hole.
And then
ice hole is
Michael
good.
Keaton will be like, God, the mouth on that guy. Like, are you kidding me?
Jeez.
Like,
yeah. What's wrong with that dude?
Johnny Dangerously, a hilarious, little like kind of Naked Gun airplane ish comedy movie from the late 80s, early 90s.
Are you ready for the new Naked Gun?
Dude, I might go.
Starring Leslie Nielsen's son, Liam. His English son, Liam.
Honestly, that any... one joke alone, I was like, I'm in.
I'm in.
I was like, all right, you got me.
Does he have any talent? Is he an actor? Is this
Liam
a real
Neeson?
Thing?
He is Qui-Gon Jinn. Will
oh,
you
Liam.
Pull back?
That's his, what?
From the Star Wars prequels.
You have my daughter and I will kill you.
Yeah, no, I know who Liam
but
Neeson
but in an English
is.
Accent.
You have my Jedi.
I'm missing the joke entirely. Leslie Nielsen, Liam Neeson. That's funny, I guess.
It is funny.
It is funny.
Okay. Schulte,
sorry,
Jesus.
No, it just went over my head. I'm slow to you guys.
Liam Neeson, that. Leslie Nielsen. Yeah.
Sounds
I mean,
great.
The fact that they made the movie and got Liam Neeson.
It's like if the airplane sequel was called Aeroplane.
Like, it's almost like it's.
And it was like Mexicans doing the airplane bits.
It's meta. It's cool. It's hip. Come on.
Come on. Come on. All right, my friends, I'm going to read you some records here in a division, and I want you to guess that division.
Oh, boy.
All right. 19 and 10, 19 and 10, 17 and 11, 15 and 14, 4 and 24.
I'm going to guess it has to do with the two teams that are on the TV right behind you, and that would be the National League West.
That is correct.
Yeah, has
that
to be
is
the
correct,
Rockies.
My friends.
The 4 and the 24 was the dead giveaway.
Yeah, it's like, oh, those Rockies are having a bad one.
Dear God.
Yeah, you go up to the Central, 18-12, 16-13, 15-15, 12-17, 11-19.
I mean, did the Rockies tell, like, their fans anything this offseason? Did they say
I don't think they needed to. I think they already knew.
Well, like, oh, we're doing something. We're really trying to win. The last time they spent any money was Chris Bryant, and they've basically been burned by that.
Here is your second guess that division. 18 and 11, 15 and 13, 15 and 13, 13 and 16, 7 and 21.
Oh, that's the AL Central.
What yes. up, baby?
That's my again, board. The dead giveaway being the worst record. In that
that's
division.
That's my quarterback. That's my teammate.
They're in fair or foul, too, just so you know.
Guys, this can't be sustainable, right? The Colorado Rockies are 4-24. They have a -72 run differential.
I mean, look at their roster. God.
Look at their roster. Brenton Doyle?
I'm not saying
Chris Bryant
or like McMahon, their other like corner infielder. I'm not saying that they don't have good players, but
they got Bud Black.
Yeah,
Bud. That guy's a good manager.
Actually, Clint Hurdle's back in the
Clint
dugout.
Clint Hurdle's in the dugout with him. They got two men. You got two guys doing one job. We got to fix that. That's an office joke.
Yes, it is. Kathy
anybody,
Bates.
Anybody, Kathy Bates. You got two guys doing one job. We got to fix
gotta
that.
Fix that.
This is what I'm kind of alluding to last segment about coming to the potential labor agreement lockout next year. This is not sustainable. You can't be 4-24. Vegas over under on Rockies losses 112 over under.
Oh, it was under that. I mean, they did not set the number at 112.
I don't know. I'm asking you Vegas style.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. I mean, they probably
you
had
think
them...
they lose less than 112 games?
Because that's 44 wins then.
Oh, you're saying now. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little slow up here sometimes.
No, that's 50.
It's okay. We'll figure it out for you.
They're definitely...
You know, we're banning a bunch of stuff because we don't want autism.
I wouldn't be surprised if they lost more than 112 games.
So 50 wins?
I mean, yeah.
That's tough, man.
Yeah. I mean...
How many series are they going to win this year? Like...
Zero.
Yeah. Like,
how many series are they going to win this
year? Good question.
A series.
Serie A. Serie yeah. A.
Serie A.
Un Serie. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 4-24, what's the math on that? Like, I mean, let me pull out my big brain calculator over here. I mean, 4 out of 28 games.
4 of 28. I love this. I'm so bad at math. I'm so excited for Joe to do math right now.
14, they have won 14% of their games so far. So let's go.
What's 14% of 162?
162.1, carry the 4. That can't be right.
Divide instead of multiply, or the opposite.
23 wins?
I mean, yeah, if you're looking...
Yeah,
that's pretty much... They've had 4 wins to this point through 30 games.
Bro, that's 139 losses.
Yeah.
I can do that math fast.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. You know, that's the other funny thing.
Fire everyone
like,
if
Joe
that happens.
Mentioned this. To see a baseball team lose 139 games... I'm here for it.
Literally no one.
Name me one starter on the Colorado Rockies.
Quantrill's not on there still, right?
Starting pitcher.
He's on the Marlins.
Starting pitcher?
Starting pitcher. Give me a pitcher on the Rockies.
Ubaldo Jimenez.
No, he got traded to Baltimore.
That went great.
Actually, he got traded to Cleveland first.
Name one pitcher. Yes.
There's one I know. I know the name. I know two.
I'm looking at one, and maybe I know one or two.
Woodard still is
nope.
he there? Or?
Nope.
I'm just going to start saying generic last names. Johnson, Smith.
Nope.
Brown, White, Black, Green.
I recognize two pitchers.
I got two as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to go on a limb, Schulze. You got Kyle Freeland.
One.
And Herman Marquez. Boom.
Nailed it. Same guys.
Boom. That's two. All right. That's two pitchers.
Who the hell is Ryan Feltner?
Chase Dolander?
Yeah.
Freeland. That's who I was thinking, not Woodard or
young
whatever.
Kid,
I love that Kyle Freeland's from Denver, so he's like, look, I'm not leaving. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm home.
German Marquez. I've heard of him. Former St. Louis Cardinal, right?
Ryan McMahon.
Uh-huh. And he's having a
Brenton Doyle.
Here.
Nope. German Marquez has never been
on
the St. Louis
Cardinals.
Where's
that shortstop kid that they had? Don't they have a stud shortstop?
You talking about Ezekiel Tovar?
Yeah, where's he?
On the IL right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah, 26 home runs last year, but 212.
If you have to list so Chris Bryant season. On this, do you list him as an infielder or an outfielder?
Left out?
Yeah, exactly.
Right guard, tackle, right of the bench, guard the water, tackle anyone that comes near it.
Right guard, tackle it in. Yeah.
That's what I was in high school.
Training room.
I was a right guard tackle.
Training room starter.
And nobody goes to the training room because they're terrified of the starter.
real question,
guys. This isn't sustainable in baseball.
What do you mean? Obviously not. You're going to lose every damn game.
Do you fix this?
I mean, you just keep sucking.
Let me tell you how
you
we're
just
fix
keep
this.
Going to town.
Pete Rose
keep
in the
sucking.
Hall of Fame will fix this once and forever.
I mean, Colorado's kind of playing uphill though, because obviously a mile high up in the air, it's going to be a more offensive park. Pitchers never want to sign there. It's like hitters not wanting to sign in Seattle. You are never, unless you pay, what, $100 or $150 million over the next best offer, getting a pitcher of an elite status to come to Colorado.
There was an interesting statement from Jeff Passan, the great, great Jeff Passan.
Rest in peace.
Somebody, I think he was on the Pat McAfee show today, and say what you want about McAfee. I'm not a McAfee guy, but... Passan was on
McAfee. I love
McAfee.
Pat McAfee. I think he's great.
He's here for America. What he said in Pat McAfee was like, well, why doesn't the Colorado Rockies spend any money? And Passan goes, actually, they spend money. They're just really bad at it.
Yeah, they're bad at spending money.
Seriously, since Brian, I think they've been a little gun shy with
And that's what it is. I mean, they've re-signed, you know, Nolan Arenado and then sold him for nothing. They re-signed Charlie Blackman and let him die out of old age.
And they withheld a bonus at the end of the season by not giving him enough at-bats.
Right.
They're
like
jackasses.
Two more at-bats. Yeah. But I think you're right, Joe. I think this is sustainable. I think this is just how it goes. They're saying, hey, we're spending money. We're signing free agents. We've got guys. We're just bad.
I'm trying to find a list of the largest contracts in, like, Rockies history.
I think Todd Helton's probably up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Tulo.
I mean, Brian will
Chris
be one.
Chris Bryant's has got to be number one.
Brian will be one.
Tulo signed a bigger deal before he left.
Tulo signed a deal. I think Arenado signed a deal, and then they traded him.
Ubaldo
and gave money up with him.
Signed a minimal deal.
Will you take this stud from us?
And
we'll pay for it. And I actually want nothing in return.
Yeah.
Dante Bichette played some years for the Rockies, but I don't think he was a big earner.
They do have a list of the 10 worst contracts in Rockies history.
Most of them? Like everyone they've signed?
Let's hear him. Mike Hampton went to the Mets.
Wade Davis got a three-year, $52 million.
Wade Davis, Kansas City Royal legend. If Wade Davis walked into a Kansas City barbecue joint right now, free, on the house.
Mike Hampton, back in 2001, got an eight-year deal worth $121
million. And then traded him to the Mets.
In 2001, that's a big-ass
lot of
money.
Wasn't that the largest deal in sports at the time?
For a pitcher, yeah,
Mike Hampton, that name always rings a bell because it's like, this loser literally was the highest-paid professional athlete for a short time. Like, my God.
Ian Desmond, 5 years, $70 million.
That was bad.
He was good there.
He was okay, but not good enough for that money. Especially back then.
Jake McGee got a three-year. 27.
I know who that is.
Daniel Murphy. Remember that when Daniel Murphy was the next best player
ever?
He got 2 years, 24.
Also a Met.
Danny Nagel got 5 years, 51.
Danny Nagel.
Oh, here we go. Jose Reyes, 6 years, 106.
With the Rockies?
Ouch. Yeah. That's post-Mets days. Are the Rockies just a Mets team?
So this was, let's see here. In all fairness, the Rockies did not sign this offer deal, but they did agree to acquire it. Marlins signed this deal in 2011-2012 offseason. Then they traded to the Blue Jays. Blue Jays eventually passed it on to the Rockies in the Troy Tulowitzki deal.
Well, the Marlins signed all right. Burley and Reyes.
Liz is doing a little bit of fibbing here.
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of these losers. Let's talk about teams that should actually be winners but are actually losers.
Let's not.
Joe?
Let's...
What rhymes with Joe?
We're way against the clock. We should just break all the way until hour two.
We're going to break now.
Let's
we'll
go 10
back.
Minutes of commercials.
Come back. Best stadium in baseball. What does that get you?
A lot of away team home runs.
We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 10A The Fan. There's a lot to get into when you talk about surprising things, like surprising good things, surprising bad things. You know, I'm surprised the Rangers' offense is as bad as it is. I'm surprised the Cubs' offense is as good as it is. I'm kind of surprised about the Giants just as a whole. I've said it on this show for multiple years since he first came in. Jung-Hoo Lee is a baseball player. That is a major league baseball player.
He is.
And I said it, and I screamed it to the heavens, and he got hurt last year, and I doubled down on it this year, and I'm so right. You hear that? I'm so right.
Wilmer Flores, also a baseball player.
Also a baseball player.
Filibuster.
But I think the biggest thing to be surprised, Joe, and let's just dive into it, is, man, your O's don't look good. And
no, they don't.
And I know it's easy to just kind of like pile on you and be like, Joe, if you weren't my co-host, if you weren't a co-owner of this show, we'd be talking about it today. This team is struggling desperately, and I turn their games on for multiple reasons. One, I think they're a World Series contender. Two, I think they're good for our show because of you or just because of anything. Three, I've got Jackson Holliday in fantasy dynasty leagues. Adley's the local boy. Like, there's a lot of reasons to watch. Camden is an awesome venue to watch a game. And the NL East should be fairly competitive this year.
AL East, but I know what you mean.
AL East should be fairly competitive this year. And I don't get it. So I'll lean to you, Joe. Like, when you look at your team, you know, what the hell's going on?
Two problems, and they're two pretty big problems. They can't pitch, and they can't hit.
Those are giant problems.
Those are two things that you usually need to do to be a good, successful baseball team, and they can't do either right now. One of those is the fault of the players. The other fault is of the front office. Coming into this season, when we were doing our preseason predictions and what these teams would look like, what's going to happen in the AL East, I said it multiple times. I feel like it was pretty obvious and plain to see is that 1-9, this should be a good batting lineup. They should be able to hit the ball, and they did to start the season.
They lose Santander. Let's not forget, Santander is a good player. Yes. Losing him, you can't just wash over.
Yes, but there are still a lot of good batters on this team.
Gunnar, and Adley.
Like, when this team started to come Westberg. On two seasons ago, Santander was a part of it, but
Cedric Mullins had a good start.
He's been one of the more consistent hitters on the team so far. Besides Cedric and besides, like, Ryan O'Hearn, nobody is hitting. Gunnar Henderson, since he came back from injury, he has been a shell of himself. Colton Cowser, he just got, I don't know if they extended it or if they restarted it, but he's on 60 days out now, and he's going to be gone for a while. Adley, great start, has cooled off. Jordan Westberg, not hitting.
Jackson doesn't hit against lefties.
I mean, Jackson Holliday, he's batting like 225, 230, something like that. Like, these guys are not hitting, and that is a player, that is a coaching, that is an approach problem that is solely on the players. Coming into the season, though, I said, starting pitching, not going to be great. Outside of Zach Eflin and Grayson Rodriguez, who we haven't even seen,
right?
It's going to be very questionable, and it has been terrible.
And that's kind of where I want to be. Like, we knew this starting pitching was going to struggle. But it is beyond struggle,
and there
it is bad.
I'll also give credit outside of Eflin, the Japanese dude Tomoyaki Sugano. He has
had a good start yesterday.
He has been good, and I want to say he's got a 3.23 ERA around there. But anytime Charlie Morton has been thrown out there, he gives up a billion runs. Today was the first start for Kyle Gibson.
Kyle Gibson faced five batters and gave up four home runs.
Yes, and a triple and a double on top of that.
In the first inning, yes. It was home run, home run, home run, ground out, home run, triple, double.
Going into the Yankees series yesterday.
Not good.
Going into the start of the series, they had the worst run differential in the American League. That is still the case because they gave up 15 runs today and lost 15-3. They came into the season knowing what they had starting pitching, and they looked at it and they're like, yeah, we're good. We're going to be fine. And then Grayson Rodriguez, to their defense, you don't really foresee an injury there. But that dude, I am just waiting any day for them to say, yeah, Tommy John done for the year. And it's just, again, part of it is team, player, coaching approach, and the other is the front office effed up, and everybody was saying it going into the season. It's like, this is not a good starting pat. This is not a great 1-5. Like, you should probably do something. Like, Charlie Morton at 42 is not Charlie Morton at 38. Like, Kyle Gibson, again, like, if that's what you're depending on, Kremer and Cade Povich, who has shown flashes this year, they're not consistent enough. And they just start off games horribly. 1-5. Oh, raising arms. Oh,
dang it.
You guys got fooled.
Got fooled.
I mean,
it looked good, though.
Yeah, we didn't really get fooled. Adele Cotto.
Well, you did. Both you guys were raising your arms
shut
up.
Shut your mouth,
calling it a home run.
Joe, let me tell you this.
Not good radio. Jorge Polanco almost hit another home run, just to give the listeners a preview.
The third worst run differential in baseball is the Toronto Blue Jays at 35.
Third worst?
Third worst.
Yeah.
Is the Toronto Blue Jays at 35. There's some people floating around at 33, 34, 28, et cetera.
I'm going to guess, because I just looked at it the other day, I think our run differential now is at 49.
It is at minus 50.
There you go.
You are number two. The worst run differential in baseball are the,
Colorado Rockies?
What is Colorado Rockies?
They are minus 72.
We're not last.
You're not last.
Let me throw you out.
But you're minus 50.
Let me throw out
nobody.
Some,
the closest to you is around 20.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It makes me sick. This was just after this weekend. We got swept by the Tigers, lost 6 of our last 7. I came in, I talked to fellow sales bro and Orioles bro, Kurt Ludwig, and I'm like, dude.
Well, I didn't know Kurt was an Orioles.
Yeah, he's an Orioles fan too.
Kurtzos, Chozos, Kurtzos.
Kurt and me are Orioles fans, Cowboys fans, and Ducks fans. Wow. So, I mean, we just all season just are in constant misery.
Wow.
But I came in after this weekend and I told him, I'm like, dude, it's getting to a point where this season is going, it's obviously going south, and there isn't anything that is telling me that this is going to get turned around anytime soon. We can't hit. The starting pitching is terrible. Real quickly, Orioles ERA by inning. First inning, 6.51. Second, 5.46. Ooh. Third inning, 7.71. Ooh. Fourth inning, 4.82. Fifth inning, 5.79.
You're talking about not even getting to second. Well, I mean, you are getting a second time in the lineup if your ERA in the first is 6.
Within the last week and a half, they have given up 24 runs to the Reds, and then they gave up 15 runs today to the Yankees.
Oof.
Like, they are mismanaging the team. They are banking on old arms. It's just...
Does Hyde get fired before the All-Star break?
I don't know if it'll be before the All-Star break. I could see them riding it out with him through the rest of the season and then giving him the heave-ho.
No way he survives this.
I don't think so. I think that you gave him the benefit of the doubt because he had rode with the team through the bad years. You got a couple good years with him as the manager.
This is the AJ Hinch thing all over again.
He's losing.
You have some bad managers to deal with the young Astros, and then you bring in AJ Hinch and win World Series.
You're losing the clubhouse. You're starting to lose the front office because Mike Elias doesn't think that he needs to make any drastic changes and acquire big arms. Now, granted, he did get Corbin Burns, but you didn't keep him.
Right.
I just
had no shot at keeping him.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of foregone conclusion, yeah. But it's from front office to the clubhouse, it's all just a mess right now. And it came to a full head today against the Yankees, giving up a billion home runs in the first inning.
I think that's the contender you got to look at going forward to see how they react. If they, you know, you can't win a World Series in April, but you can lose a World Series in April. So we'll keep an eye on Joe and Kurtzos.
Today was the death nail. I was like, you know, again,
I heard guys on MLB Network this morning saying, yeah, like Baltimore's got to figure it out today.
They had a graphic.
Rodon can get hit. Like, today's a must win, and Rodon had a perfect game into the seventh.
They had a graphic this morning. I'm not even kidding, because I had MLB Network on. I didn't know who was talking about it, but the graphic was, are the Orioles doomed? And I said to Kurt, I'm like, okay, maybe we're getting a... Yeah, they're doomed.
Yeah.
Like, literally today they were doomed, and they're doomed for the rest of the season.
All right, we're way over it. So when we come back in the second hour, there's a lot to get to. We'll do fair or foul at the bottom of the hour, plus... You ever had a new job and your boss brings you in after 30 days? Let's see how you're doing. We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, Today the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can you fire off some more of those for me? Some sexually suggestive Mike Lynch drops?
You got it.
And they're going to do him first.
Yeah, they will.
Excuse me. He looks really hot. Yeah. I'm just trying to slip it in there. I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris. One shining moment.
Oh, that's all I got. That's all I got.
That's the only...
Well, I kind of got rid of some over the years. I mean, because who doesn't like a good rubby action?
Yeah, I'm going from 6 to noon over here, man. Keep firing them off.
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Oh, that's doesn't have a huge load either. You got to be in to do it. I just get off at weird times. You got to just clench your fist real tight and make sure it's popping out, and you just bam.
It's over.
Oops, I didn't mean that.
That's a lot of time spending on your knees.
Isn't there something about seeds? I believe there's something about seeds.
The 7-foot kid that strokes it with the acne on his back.
Oh, my God, that's fantastic.
That's that kid from Arizona.
Oh, God, with the acne on his back.
Majerus. Lori Markkanen.
There you go.
It's Lori Markkanen.
Nom, nom, nom.
Keep going.
I think that's all I got, man.
No, there's one about blowing seeds out your mouth or something like that.
I don't have that.
That's
anymore.
That has got to be somewhere. Need to step up our drop game.
Seeds. Ooh, they're hot corner. All right. Let me make sure I
click that button.
Right.
Bring it on over. Button, there we over go. There. And
I didn't need seeds blowing my mouth away.
I'm hot. I'm there.
That's pretty good.
I am 1080 the fan.
That's pretty good too.
We think.
And they're gonna do him first.
Oh yeah. Some good ones. Again, we need to step the drop game up. Need to step it up.
Yeah, it's tough when you're only here once a week.
Yeah, but just gotta have the ear.
I mean, one of my favorite ones is if you smell what the rock is cooking. I got that ready at any moment.
Finally.
What's some other good ones that I have at any moment?
The hot corner is back on 1080 the fan.
Oh, I do love this one.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last Humber resort.
Roach.
Suffocation.
No bleeding. Don't give up.
I have no idea why that's here.
I think slaps. I pulled it, used it to either for I used it for a bit that we were doing, and it was.
Have you ever been to a volcano?
I have.
And a cascade of booze rained down from the stands.
Hey, we can just keep going. I mean, we're all.
That's how as bad they've been now.
Wow, this is a hot segment, dude.
Hey, dude. Sometimes we just got to get it out of our system. We're up against the clock, anyway.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
We are taking that. We'll take every drop you.
Corey. You thrilled our fans
always makes
throughout
giggle.
The postseason.
Rob Manfred sounds like
it always makes you giggle.
Dude, can you play that out
goes,
a little bit longer?
Every time it goes, Corey, Joe goes,
dude, play that out a little bit longer.
Corey.
It's a 25-second
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
Oh, he is so drunk.
No, he's not. Joe described this. He's got, Bluetooth headphones.
He's got headphones, and I think he's getting the echo of the stadium as well, and it's throwing him off, which... Wow. It's a real thing. If you try to listen to your voice, delayed by a couple seconds,
it will stop you.
It will make you sound
drunk.
Like Rob Manfred trying to give an MVP award.
God.
Dude, spit on that thing.
Hosey
I made Gecta. Sure that had the spit on that thing part.
Yeah, we should probably retire that one.
No.
What's this one?
It's a classic.
Well, she sucks.
Oh, I clicked this one and it doesn't let me do anything.
And she spits.
What would you say you do here?
Hi, my name's Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al.
Yes.
And I hate dingers.
I hate dingers.
What's old Alfred D'Elia doing now? Is he in college baseball somewhere?
You know, technology and stuff.
Oh, that was the guy giving the... That was
I do have the seeds on here. They're right here.
Yeah. That dude was the guy that was given the Chevy truck to Madison Bumgarner when he won the World Series MVP.
On behalf of...
Reading from a note card. My God.
It's hard to get down the throat.
It is hard to get down the throat. It's hard to get out of the throat trying to give an MVP award to someone in front of millions of people.
Sometimes in life, you really take it on the face, and it just comes at you day after day after day.
Yeah, yes, you had me cut that. Yes, it does.
That's amazing.
What kind of weird things will Will put in his mouth?
Nice.
Dude, I'm hot. I need to clean up. I need a towel.
I'm bothered too. All right, when we come back, let's.
There's a Lysol wipe.
I'm going to indulge Schultzy. We got a 30-day job review for the Mariners so far. We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher, Patrick Harris, Schultzy on the ones and twos, Tanny the Fan. I love the Giannis chicken wings. Like, the Greek kid just discovered chicken wings, and he's like, dude, these are awesome. I'm like, I agree. Chicken wings are dope.
I thought you said chitin wings.
Chitin wings?
Yeah.
I was close there, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, wow.
I don't know what that means.
Well, again, it sounded like you were saying Essen wings. And
Oh, no.
I was like, hold on there.
Yeah, I just saw another video.
Pepper needs new shorts.
I saw another video of like Giannis being mad at somebody. It's just a weird look.
He's mad at a lot of people.
It's a weird look for Giannis, good guy Giannis, mad at people.
He's a broken man. He is.
And that's what it looks like. Yeah. That's the reality.
Yeah,
and
it was Tyrese Halliburton's dad coming at him like it was a freaking high school game.
I just saw a video of him like hugging a Pacer player shoving him. And
it was weird.
Dude, that's like things aren't good. He's already like one of the happy guys.
He was crashing out, that's for sure.
Yeah. Bad look, bud.
That's what the kids say now. He's crashing
out.
Yeah.
He got cooked.
He was crashing out at the end of
that. My kids say cook all the time.
Oh, he got cooked.
I'm going to cook you tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Bruh, you're getting cooked.
Oh, and they hate it because like my son will say, I'll cook you tonight. And it's like, well, no, we're making like cod and vegetables.
Okay, so Tyrese.
Shut up, Dad.
To check the Zapruder film here, Tyrese Halliburton's dad at the end of the game came onto the court.
I haven't even seen those videos yet.
He came onto the court and was waving like a towel or a shirt that had a picture of Tyrese Halliburton. And he was like waving it in Giannis's face, like jawing at him, like, that's right. And like. And Giannis was kind of standing there like dumbfounded, like, is this mother effer serious right now?
Well, what?
If I'm 6'3 and my kid's 6'5, ain't no way am I jawing at Giannis.
Well, why isn't security like doing anything?
That's the truth. It
should not happen.
All right, let's not get too distracted. I would like to interview you.
If you can fire off some more drops.
It's an A-bomb. It's been a 30-day sample size here, your new hire, and I would like to ask you, Jordan Schultz, can you provide me, in your first 30 days of the season, how your performance has been going? We'll get to how I believe in a moment, but I would like to hear you tell me how you have done in your first 30 days.
I mean, I think that this is... The Mariners, if you're asking me about my favorite team, which I believe you are.
You work for them, right? You're on the staff.
Yeah. They're my team. I am on the staff. They pay me. God, I wish. Anyways, first place right now, tied with the Rangers for the last couple of days. I think if they win tonight, they'll actually gain a full game lead. That'll be the first time that they've been in first.
They're up 3-0 in the seventh.
Oh, it's getting close. Yeah, first time they'll be in first by themselves all season.
And Ohapi just went deep.
He's lying. Joe.
No.
That was funny, though.
I hear you. It's almost like been a tale of, like, the reverse success from last season to now for the Seattle Mariners. Pitching staff has been kind of
Shut up!
Damn it!
Logan Ohapi.
Logan Ohapi really did go deep. All right.
That was dope.
That was phenomenal.
That's top five hot corner moment right there. Can you pull that?
Anderson!
That sucks.
just pull me saying, oh, Hoppy just
went
deep.
You have failed this interview, sir.
Whenever the Mariners do anything good, we just need to throw, oh, Hoppy just went deep.
My God. All right.
We can pull out one of these.
All right. Real. Oh, God.
Yeah, does it matter what I say at this point? No, so basically, it's been a tale of, like, the reverse success for the Seattle Mariners. Pitching hasn't been so great, and frankly, I think that's just because they've been shouldering the load for the last two, three seasons. Had a lot of injuries to deal with. Logan Gilbert is on the IL right now. George Kirby, I know, started the season on the IL. Emerson Hancock's first start filling in for Kirby, super shaky, came in actually, though. Sustained, I would say, one of the best performances of his career in Boston. Five innings, eight strikeouts. And then this recent Logan Evans call-up, taking the spot of Gilbert, it legitimately looks like the Mariners have another young starting pitcher that can come right in and be an impact on the Major League staff.
If you want to give up maybe two or three of those to the Orioles, we'll take them.
Yeah, you want to give us...
Emerson Hancock would be the ace in Baltimore.
I know, right? It's kind of sad.
You can take our garbage, any batter...
Yeah, we'll take anybody Adley Rutschman, put Gunnar him in first Henderson. Base. We'll take Gunnar. Hell yeah, baby. Take Gunnar, take Westberg. Who actually,
I'd even take a shot at Jackson Holliday at this point.
I mean, Jordan Westberg, I think, is a perfect fit for the Mariners, and he's kind of like a DePoto guy, just the way that he swings the bat, the way that he plays everywhere. But anyways, I digress. That would be great, but the Mariners, since I'm talking about their offense, did not acquire anybody in the offseason besides Donovan Solano. He's batting like 110. He should be off the roster, but he isn't. But the offense has been hitting way above their stead this year compared to last year. J.P. Crawford, one of the hottest hitters in the league. They've actually, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, had two players that have won back-to-back American League Player of the Weeks in Jorge Polanco this week, Dylan Moore last week. First time that's happened for the Mariners since, get this, guys, 1998 when Griffey and freaking A-Rod did it.
He said 19 to start.
19.
That's how I knew it was a long time.
Well, yeah, it's 2025.
Well,
so almost 30 years ago. But anyways, the Mariners having some success, and I would say playing above their station. But according to what the preseason predictions were, everybody in the AOS is kind of playing right at their station because you've literally got three teams right now: Seattle, Houston, and Texas, all with 16 wins.
I think there's a lot. I think this team is very fascinating, and if we lived in Kansas City. If we lived in Nashville, I would still bring this team up right now. I think this team is absolutely fascinating. I think there's a lot of really positive things going for them. One is management in front office. I think Dan Wilson's doing a damn good job. And I think there's some DePoto things that are coming to fruition. Polanco, didn't he say that he was a target for him for years? He wanted Polanco in, and Polanco's had some bad seasons since he's been there, but he's having a good start. Rowdy Tellez, nice little pickup. Getting rid of Haniger, adios. Getting rid of some of that dead weight. Re-signing Cal Raleigh. Like, there's a lot of great things there. However, there are a lot of those that could come back and bite you. Rowdy Tellez is not your answer at first base. You cannot... It might happen, but you cannot bank on Jorge Polanco continuing to do this year. So you're kind of in a catch-22 where I think management and upper management are doing you a lot of favors. The other big thing that I think is going in Seattle's best advantage is there's no George Kirby. And Castillo hasn't pitched that great. And Gilbert's now on the IL. And you're in first place.
Didn't even mention Robles and Bliss on the IL as well.
Robles is a tough blow.
On that catch in San Francisco, just losing him for 3 months.
But the fact that the staff isn't where I touted them to be as a non-Mariner fan, I think this staff is some of the best staff I've seen in a long time. They're not even up to date. And you guys are here. I think this team is built well.
Well, I mean, as far as hitting goes, too, like... A lot of the offense...
Randy's been good.
I mean, yeah, but also, like, not as a whole, like, throughout the whole season. I was just going to say that three guys that have the most at-bats on your team are hitting a collective 196, 229, and 202.
That ain't good, Bob.
That is Julio Rodriguez, Cal Raleigh, and Randy Arozarena.
But and Cal, so, you don't expect to hit for average.
He's going
to
hit 230, and I'm okay.
Stingers.
I get it. And he is, Eugenio didn't hit a home run tonight.
Eugenio!
He is tied for the lead in home runs in the MLB. But it's like, it's one of those where it's like, imagine what this team could be if those guys start to pick it up a little bit more and give you just more consistency.
I think that's the biggest thing, though. Like, how do you get that? How do you get that out of Julio, J.P. Crawford, Cal Raleigh? Those are the senior vets on this team.
Well, again, I don't know.
And Polanco to a point now.
Well, as you mentioned, Cal, it is, you know, it's a true point, is that the dude will get you 25 to 30 home runs, but he'll bat 220.
Analytics, Cal Raleigh's the best catcher in baseball.
Yeah, not even
because,
close.
Because I don't care if you hit 230, he's going to hit 35, 40 dingers.
The problem, throws out 80% of runners.
The problem with Julio is that it's not the month of August. It does start with an A, but it is the wrong month. So you
just
need it
throw
to
a
be...
slider. Just throw a slider.
Yeah,
Julio.
Don't throw it down the middle, and you'll be able to get Julio out.
And with Randy, that's one of those men where... it was a nice trade last year, but
you didn't give up much, and you got control.
Yeah, it's
but
just
Randy's only good in a month that starts with O.
Again, like at what point? How far do you get into a full season of Mariners baseball with Randy hitting 202?
How much money has
and giving you not a lot of pop?
How much money has Randy and Rosarena lost? By
over
being
the last
traded
couple
to the Mariners.
I mean,
because if he was a free agent in Tampa, I bet you he gets a bag. Not a giant bag, not like a Bryce Harper bag, but like a 22 a year.
I would love to see what his like.
Right now, he looks like a 12 a year.
Well, I would love to see what his like 162, like his rolling 162 is right now.
But the reality is, though, is this team is in first place. Is it because they're starting to piece it together, or is it because Texas offense has been terrible? The Angels are doing Angels things. Houston is what I think we on this show thought they would be, but not what the national media thought they would be. Is Seattle doing well because these pieces are coming together, or is Seattle doing well because this division might be the worst in baseball?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, is all of these teams that are so close together, at least prediction-wise, at the beginning of the year, what that tells me is that the Mariners aren't better than the Rangers bat-wise. They, I don't even think, are technically better than, like...
I mean, I think Texas's offense is right next to Baltimore's offense.
Exactly.
As some of the most disappointing offense in baseball.
I hear you. And then Houston's, like, kind of eh. And frankly, I would say, like, on any given night, the Angels, for instance, could out-hit the Seattle Mariners. And
well, they got guys. They got Major League Baseball players.
No, exactly. And I think that's kind of the problem for me. If you ask, like, oh, so how you feeling about this team after 30 days, Jordan? I would say, like, yes, I love that they're in first place. But I go back to, if DePoto would have done more, if he wouldn't have just thought, oh, hey, I'm Jerry DePoto, I'm going to hit a 9-way parlay this season, all of my starting pitchers are going to remain healthy like they did for the past 2 years, and we're going to be able to spin magic with our bullpen just like we always have, and every single person I believe in that needs to rebound will rebound, which hasn't happened, and his one-off season signing in Donovan Solano hasn't worked out. All those things add up to just make me think, you know what? If they would have done more, hell, JD Martinez on this roster probably would have gotten them two more wins at this point in the season. I just think that they should have done more.
I do agree with
they
that.
Had...
Pete Alonso would look awesome.
Oh, my God. If they had so many opportunities to add, as Jerry DePoto called it in the past, generational talent. And if they did, they'd be three or four wins higher, and they'd be the best team in the American League. So I think just it's just so crappy that they didn't quite do enough, because they are in the middle of the pack. But if they went there, they would be way over in the top at the American League.
Just to give you Randy over the last year and a half or season,
oh!
You know.
Oh!
Oh, God. What happened?
It actually, Jorge Polanco actually
hey,
went
he
yard
did
again.
Hit a home run
yes!
This time.
Two-run bomb. Mariners lead 5-1.
I like that the bench is like, I didn't believe that either.
Wait, not yet. Not yet.
To
not
think
yet.
He was just like 3 feet away from having a 3-home-run game.
I know. I mean, literally. Well,
didn't get tricked this time.
I don't think that he was even 3 feet. I think Adele literally, you go back and watch it, robbed him of a home run. It was over the fence, but Adele brought it back. So.
Yeah, I don't think it was.
Okay, buddy.
5-1 Mariners lead. Randy, since the beginning of last season, when he was on the Rays, so this is over 170, 181 games, 216 average, 24 home runs. So... I mean, extrapolate that over 162 games. You're looking at 21, 22 home runs and a 216 average.
I was going to do Matt Harvey.
Oh, hot. Who wouldn't? Look at that jawline.
All right, so we'll see. That's your 30-day. We'll come back at 60 and 90-day, and we'll see how this bad boy goes, because this is a job interview. This is a job interview, and at 90 days, I can let you go without any reason, okay? So we'll catch on that. When we come back, it's Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite. But first, throw over to Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultzy.
Appreciate it. Let's start with the best hitter in baseball.
The Guardians are going to win the Central. I mean, fair.
You called them by their real name this time.
Oh, I did. You caught me. You caught me there. You caught me there.
Yeah.
Spiders. My bad.
By the way, I golfed with a rando at Rose City Golf Course 2 weeks ago.
Tribe guy?
Yes. And he called him the Cleveland Indians / Guardians.
That's my boy. That's my
He was a diehard, too. He was listening to the game in an earbud. And his girlfriend had the other earbud, and they were listening to the game while golfing. I was like, that's dedication.
That's my teammate.
It's kind of sexy,
That's
actually.
My quarterback.
A couple that dedicated to the game.
Yeah.
Together.
She wasn't even from Cleveland. He was. She was from, like, Scottsdale or something.
Dude, I'm from
that.
Spokane.
So she's just being there with her man, experiencing it all. That's so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, no Guardians or Indians-related questions. But, yeah, let's start off with the best hitter in baseball for the New York Yankees. One, Aaron Judge, he has absolutely gone off. Not only is he hitting .412, leading the next closest hitter, which is Paul Goldschmidt, on the Yankees,
on
by the way.
On his own team.
Yeah, on his own team. By 50 freaking points, he's hitting .412. Goldschmidt's hitting .363. But get this, guys. Judge has walked 20 times as well so far this season. His OPS is an unbelievably video game-like 1.235. And I've heard some people already throwing the question out, so I will as well, if he can compete for one of the best batting averages of all time, guys, fair or foul. Aaron Judge will hit .400 this season.
Ooh, all-star right there. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. as much as I think it would be really rad to see somebody in our lifetime do it, I just don't think. If Tony Gwynn and Ichiro Suzuki cannot get to .400, look, I love Judge. I think Judge's eye is really good. Okay, really good. You mentioned his 20 walks, and he's got, what, 8 home runs? And
yeah, 9 homers.
9 home runs and a bajillion RBIs. Like Judge is 1A, 1B, 2, whatever you want to say in terms of the league. The man is absolutely incredible, and I'm so excited to be able to watch baseball in a time with Aaron Judge. To hit .400... You're talking about guys that hit differently than Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is pitched to differently. He's protected in the lineup differently. To hit .400, you must be an Ichiro, a Tony Gwynn, or a Ted Williams. And Aaron Judge, as amazing as you are not one of those guys. You're a 2-3-4-hole hitter. You're a power guy. You're an RBI guy. You are expected to bring in those that are in front of you. To hit .400, there is a better chance Luis Arraez hits .400 than Aaron Judge, in my opinion. Judge, better player, hands down. But it's the style of hitting. A Manny Ramirez is the closest to the style, or an Albert Pujols is the closest to a style of Aaron Judge that could hit .400, and they never came close.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. This is foul. Just the law of averages over the length of a season.
Judge in his career. He has slumps.
Yeah, I think he could very well finish at that 330, 340 mark, somewhere around there. But, I mean, 400, I mean, my God. I mean, I pray that we get to August and that's still even in question that that's happening. So I'm going to say foul as well.
Yeah, it's just crazy to see that number. I mean, 30 games in, you know.
Oh, he's good. Kid's good.
You guys are right. Those slumps, especially come the dog days of like late July, early August into September. Some players, it's just it's a little different than May or April.
I was with some friends earlier, and it was like, do you realize if Aaron Judge walked in to the room you were in, how insanely uncomfortable you would be looking at him? I was sitting at the bar, and they were like, if Aaron Judge walked in, it'd be like, whoa, hey. Also, my other Aaron Judge note, I want him to grow a beard. I want to see it.
I can't even envision that.
I want to see it.
I want to see just a...
I want to see, like, stubble.
I want to see a full chin strap.
I want to see, like, a 5 o'clock shadow on Judge. I think he just can't grow it.
I was going to say, Yeah.
That's what it's got to be.
I think he is follically challenged in the face.
Yeah. Or he literally has somebody shave him every day. Because he's always smooth.
He looks, like smooth as a baby's bottom. I would love to see every Yankee grow a beard. Every single one of them. Just
that's from Devin Williams.
1 to 62. 1 to 162. Just like let it fly. And then how long and gross they'd all be by the end of the year.
Like hockey style?
Yeah, yeah. Or like we were just talking about him for the Rockies. Charlie Blackman. Like they let it go.
Johnny Damon's hella mad that they let you have a beard at Yankees.
He is, because Damon looks so ugly without that beard. Oh my God, that helped him out so much in Boston. All right, guys, second fair or foul. Pretty crazy. There are a couple of teams that don't have that many home runs in baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays and Kansas City Royals. Trying to stump you here, fair or foul. Cal Raleigh and Jorge Polanco combined have more home runs than both the entire Toronto Blue Jays teams and Kansas City Royals. So, not together, but both of them are at the bottom. So, Polanco and Raleigh combined have more home runs than either of those two teams total, fair or foul?
I raise my hand only because I... both those teams combined?
No, separate.
The players combined.
Gotcha.
Players combined, teams separate.
This is fair because I think the Blue Jays have like 15 home runs unless... I know they hit some today, so I don't know what it is
now. And I know Cal has 10.
And Kansas City, I think, has like 14 home runs coming into today. So I am going to say fair because, unfortunately, I did see a stat earlier today that says that they have like two of the lowest home run totals. Oh, I know what it was. It was the Yankees have more home runs in the first inning of all their games combined than the Blue Jays or the Kansas City Royals do in every game.
You know, I'm with Joe on this. I'm going to say fair as well, but for different reasons. Paging Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Oh, dude. It's not good, Bob.
I have him in a fantasy league as a keeper.
Yikes, dude.
You kind of look at it like it's a rotisserie league, so I'm not worried about it. Like, he'll get his stats.
And he's batting like 270, but there's no
I watched
pop.
A game the other day, and he finally hit his home run, and this was the other day.
Yeah.
What about it's almost May.
What about Bichette and Santander, too? They're both...
Yeah, well, they're not getting paid a gajillion dollars. Like, that's...
Like, we talked about Joe's O's today. The Blue Jays, a reckoning is coming very, very soon.
Well, the Blue Jays are playing decent enough for what we thought they were going to be this year. But Vlad...
Yeah, but Bowden Francis got absolutely lit today.
But Vlad needs to start showing some pop in his bat. Sorry, we're diverting from...
I'm going to say fair for different reasons. I just think, like, Vinny Pascantino, Jonathan India... Sal Perez, like, they're not good right now. Pascantino has been maybe one of the most underperforming people we thought would have a breakout, quote unquote, if you see me on YouTube using the air quotes, quote unquote, breakout year. Their offenses aren't good.
Witt's been terrible.
What's that?
Witt's been terrible.
Witt's, I
would say the team goes with
him. Yeah, like, I believe in Vladdy too, but like, it
funny
ain't good
enough,
so
they looked fine in the series against the Orioles.
Well, anybody does.
Is that when they hit a bunch of their home runs?
Probably. That's probably where they had half of them.
Well, anybody is.
You guys are both right, by the way. Unbelievably crazy that the two players I'm talking about, Jorge Polanco and Cal Raleigh, a combo of 19 homers as of this moment. Polanco came in with 7 today, hit 2 tonight. He's got 9. Cal coming in with 10, so 19 total. And yes, Joe, you were close. The Blue Jays, I believe they did hit one home run today, so that puts them at 16, and the Royals are at 13 on the season.
Polanco, comeback player of the year so far?
At this point, yeah, just leave him in DH. DH. It's fine. Like, if he's going to hit like this without having to play in the field throughout the season, and that's the way to keep him on the field.
Also, yeah. By the way,
Luke Raley.
They still need a second baseman, though.
I didn't
Dylan
see this.
Moore, get him off the IL.
As far as Texas offense goes, maybe they found some today. They had 15 runs against.
Well, good for them. Yeah, Texas offense has been really brutal. You know, Wyatt Langford's in and out. Corey Seager's hurt. Simeon's been super bad. Who's the guy in center field for them?
Tavares? Evan Carter?
Tavares. Carter is in the minors, and his
stats. Oh, yeah, they sent him down. I forgot.
Evan Carter's stats in the minors are atrocious. But Tavares in center, he's been bad. Adolis has been bad. Texas offense, we'll talk about this in a couple months and see how it pans out. Texas offense, not very good.
Apologies for diverting from fair or foul. I just noticed that and thought I'd make a note of it.
Yeah, I've been big on this last couple days in my own brain. That Texas offense has been pretty bad.
No, it's all good. All right, guys, I got one more for you. Involving one of my Seattle Mariners, Julio Rodriguez, not having the best start to the season once again so far this year, batting just over 200 because he did get a hit tonight. So he's back over the Mendoza line, 4 home runs, 13 ribbies. But still, according to WRC Plus, which basically takes like all the hitting stats and relative to the parks you're playing in, kind of tries to give people more of a plane to go on, like regardless of like what park you're in. 100 is an average score. Julio's still barely over an average hitter at 103 WRC plus. It's pretty crazy. But Julio Rodriguez having a down start to the year. Also, another player that is supposed to be really good and is having a good start to the season. That would be one, Ellie De La Cruz for the Cincinnati Reds. 270 batting average.
Don't ask him to field a ground ball.
But stop, Joel.
I mean, his defense, exactly. That probably affects him on the WAR side of things because WAR WAR, that does offense and defense together. Some people hate that stat. Makes them comparable, though, Julio and Ellie De La Cruz. Ellie De La Cruz, 5 home runs, 24 ribbies so far this year. Fair foul, guys. You'd pick Julio Rodriguez over Ellie De La Cruz to start a roster with. Which one do you want?
I'll go first. Joe looks like he wants to think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it. I was just about to jump all over that.
Go.
Dude, I'm taking Ellie all day, every day right now. Like, it, the way that he is able to swing the bat seemingly more consistently throughout the year and his what he gives me on the base paths. I mean, and he plays, while yes, there are the errors that I made a remark about, he plays short, and I understand center field is very valuable as well, but I think the world of Ellie. I think he is a fantastic player, and I think that, again, what he gives me on a more consistent basis, I don't have to worry about his bat as much.
I think there's a lot of interesting factors that play into this. If you told me as a kid that I'd have to worry about studs in center field, I would laugh at you. But the reality is that there's not a lot of guys that are high-end center fielders. There really aren't. Shortstop? Now, when I was a kid, shortstop was a plethora, but that's because it's the best position on the field. But now, you know, it's Ellie, Gunner, Frankie, Bobby. You know, there's a lot of great shortstops in Major League Baseball, and there are not a lot of great center fielders. I sat here as Joe was talking and tried to convince myself why I want to take Julio Rodriguez. I mean, I love the flair. I love the smile. I love the intensity. The answer is Ellie De La Cruz. I mean, what he does on the base paths, you can shore up some of that. I mean, the intensity. Julio plays with a lot of passion. Ellie plays with a lot of intensity. And those are two different things. Now, Draymond Green plays with a lot of intensity, to where LeBron James plays with a lot of passion. Very rarely, if ever, does LeBron make a mistake, because that passion coincides with his brain, to where intensity coincides with your nether regions. And Ellie has too much of that. That being said, I'm Terry Francona. I'll take Ellie De La Cruz. I say foul. That hurts to say. I love Julio. But I'll take Ellie.
Yeah, the again, if I just had the better starts and the more consistent throughout 162, I mean,
there's something wrong with Julio, and there has been.
And again, the fact that they had him play more spring training this year to make it so it's like maybe having him play more baseball will have him start the season and he's used to playing baseball, and that didn't translate. Mm-hmm. Which I was on the side of like, this is going to be good for him to have a better start, so to say, of, you know, having that extra reps in spring training that he'll just hit the ground running and March, April, and start the season good. And that just hasn't translated, man. It sucks. I would have wanted it to.
Over under a year and a half before Julio's contract looks terrible.
I'll say over. Like, and I don't know if it's going to be terrible. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, I would say over, but the reason that it's because I'm buying time with it.
I hate that I'm asking that question. It was like the Brandon Hyde question. Yeah. I hate that I'm asking, is Brandon Hyde going to get fired? But I'm asking.
I say over just because I want to buy the time, because great. I feel like over time,
he's
Julio, yeah, he'll figure it out. But dear God, man, please, soon.
I'd say over just because a bad season for him is a good season, you know, for a lesser MLB player. So he's still putting out 20-plus homers, even when he starts the season out like crap.
All right, that's fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Let me tell you about the greatest defensive inning I watched today on baseball. We'll do that next. 10A the Fan. Al Williams to the Patriots.
Was that the only Coug selected?
I think so. No, I think we sent a defensive guy. I don't know. My buddy texted me. He was like, Kyle Williams? ? He's a diehard Patriots fan. And I was like, man, runs good routes, good hands, not blow away speed. Gamer. He goes, oh, I love that you said gamer.
He's a gamer.
I was like, oh, you'll love a black slot receiver.
First one in, last one out, as they say.
I did watch some baseball today before I came in, and I was watching Mets were playing. Oh, don't tell me.
Was the only Coug that was selected.
Oh, I've already forgotten. The Mets were playing. Shoot. Can anybody help me with this?
I can't, because I feel like I was catching on MLB Network and now I can't remember. They were tied with someone at one point.
They were playing somebody today.
Wasn't Washington.
Diamondbacks. Thank you. That's why I turned it on. Mets D-backs. I was watching it. And in like the sixth inning, these are the three outs. Okay. There is a laser hit to third. Okay. Bientos dives for it with his glove. It hits his glove, pops up out of his glove, and there's Frankie Lindor with his glove to catch it, transfer, guns the dude out at first. You're like, whoa. Peterson's on the mound. He looked at them, and he goes, wow, that was cool, right? You're like, cool, random luck. You know, just got a little lucky that the ball bounced off Vientos' glove, and Frankie was right there to kind of grab it and throw him out. Next batter. Deep fly ball to right or to center left. And there's Taylor running into the gap. Full out spread. Catches the ball in stride. Tracked it the whole way. Nails it. There's Peterson again on the mound just like, wow. Boom. There's two outs. Third out was this laser hit to shortstop. But the short hop, it was probably the best play of the three of them. But it goes unnoticed because it was so smooth. Short hop, backhand Frankie. Throw him out at first.
Made that noise, too.
Dude, it was so sexy. It was such sexy defensive inning. I loved it. Loved it, loved it.
I am watching it right now, as a matter of fact. And I saw the first out where it was
pretty cool, huh? Like
ricocheted off the third baseman's.
Frankie just happens to be there.
Good snag out there in center field, too. That was not bad. Nice little snag there. So that was the second out, yeah. Someone on the text line also said that we need to check out the Dalton Varsho catch from the Toronto Blue Jays.
To look it up. I don't usually see defensive plays while teams are getting absolutely smoked, but I will check out the Dalton Varsho.
But I got an alert about it earlier today saying that he made an insane catch.
Hey, that's a big deal.
And so that's now the second
if somebody
alert.
Says it's good and you get a notification that it's good.
Yeah, it must have been pretty damn good. So. Oh, and here it is on YouTube Shorts. It's literally the next thing that's supposed to pop up. Dalton Varsho.
You watch. Give me some play-by-play.
Well, I'm still trying to see this last out from the Mets.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. We'll leave you hanging on that one. You can figure that out on your own.
Great radio. Great radio.
We'll catch you next week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll have Fair or Foul again next week. Plus, we'll dive into some other stuff. Keep looking around. You know.
Oh, what a snag by Frankie.
Are the Braves going to keep doing this? Are the Phillies bad? Are the Giants good? There's a ton of stuff to get into. We'll keep an eye on the Mariners as well. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos.
Oh, my God. What a catch.
Go do something. Dalton Varsho would do.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.